At the heart of Toriana, capital city of the world below, the masses waited for their leader. The plaza of the Primus Palace was flooded with an ocean of humanity. 90,000 men, women, and children. Each family had been carefully selected by the government's Departamento Culturum and marched to the gathering by armed enforcers. Above the sea of cheering faces, an ornate balcony jutted from the palace's side. 10 figures stood in motionless silence, enduring the crowd's roars, with rifles clutched over armored chest plates. Faceless black visors and carapace armor the color of old blood marked these soldiers as the Red Sentinels, elite guard of the High Priest himself. The back-mounted power packs carried by each one hummed with suppressed tension, bonded to the ammunition sockets of their hellguns via thick, segmented cables. The Sentinel leader kept up a constant stream of muttered words into the Vox network, checking on the position of his sniper team situated on nearby rooftops. All was in readiness. Should trouble arise from the crowd, the sentinels and the enforcers on the streets had enough firepower to paint the marble floors red and reduce the plaza to a charnel house. The air itself thrummed as a Valkyrie gunship hovered overhead, its iron hull turned amber by the midday sun, and its cannons seeking targets in the windows of adjacent buildings. Satisfied, it moved away on growling engines, bathing the Red Sentinels below in a heated wind of thruster wash. The Red Sentinel captain spoke a final order into the Vox, and the massive double doors behind him opened. At the first sight of the robed figure walking onto the balcony, the crowd erupted in praising cheers. High Priest Cyrus was the wrong side of middle age, and his fine and carmine robes looked painted onto his rotund form. He raised his hands to the sky.
My people!
The High Priest, once imperial governor of this world, acknowledged the crowd as he bathed in the cheers rising to meet him. His was a solemn duty, to herald in a world free of imperial taxation and tithe. A world under his rule, aided by the Council of Cardinals, known collectively as the Benevolence.
My people, hear my words! We stand at the dawn of a new age of peace and prosperity. No more shall we hurl our faith and fortunes into the furnace of imperial slavery. No more shall our world suffer alone, ignored by the Imperium of Man. No more shall we struggle through famine and civil war, led into folly by self-serving ministers appointed by distant terror. This is the age of the benevolence, the new faith. The benevolence encircles us all in hope and trust. Faith in one another, faith in other worlds that have thrown off the same shackles. Shoulder to shoulder, we stand defiant against the oppression of the past.
The crowd roared as Cyrus had known it would. Already they were chanting his name as their savior, their saint.
Brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, we are free, united far from the reach of the hated false emperor. I...
He never finished the sentence. The fat man staggered, gripping the balcony's railings. The Red Sentinels moved as one, their rifles up and panning for threats. The cheering from the crowd was drowned in confusion. The Huntress smiled as she watched. The timing had been perfect. The venom delivered the very moment this false prophet dared to decry the God Emperor. The crowd had seen it. The hololithic image feeds had recorded it. So the whole planet had witnessed it. Now they knew the price of blasphemy and secession. The digital weapon concealed on her gauntlet was only good for a single shot, one sliver dart rich with neurotoxin. The targeting laser was flashless and easily powerful enough to pierce the heretic's silk robes. She'd fired it right into his spine, and none of the Red Sentinels were any the wiser. The High Priest tumbled forward, and he pitched over the balcony's edge. He didn't scream as he fell, for he was already dead.